Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Deliver me, the love I seem to do.
Praise God. Praise God. This is my everything, as God said. Amen. He is our everything today. I just want to thank all of you today who are online today, that you've joined us today. I appreciate you taking all your time, but I just want to give honor to the Lord, because the Lord is the one who has made us. He's kept us. Amen. He has saved us. He has done everything for us. He made a way. Amen. That we don't have to be lost. We can be saved. And we just want to thank Jesus this morning. Amen. I just want to thank all of you. Amen. Even as I give thanks unto the Lord for all of his goodness, all of his mercy that he's done among the children of men. Amen. This is the CARE Church Network. And we want to thank you all for joining in for CARE Church Incorporated. Amen. We pray, God, that we say something that might encourage you, might lead you, might guide you. And we want to be just a help to you, all of you that are online. And praise God for Sister Tiffany this morning on Facebook Live. And I can see a few more from Alabama and amen, from California online on Facebook. And thank you that are online this morning. Amen. And so praise God, praise God. Come on, Sister Paige, you got a scripture for us, Sister Paige. Sister Paige's going to read a scripture. Amen. Hallelujah.
And starting in verse 7.
Sister April online this morning. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side.
Yes.
Yet not distressed.
Yet not distressed.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
We're not in despair.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Cast down, but not. Thank God for those words. Amen. Amen. Persecuted, but not forsaken. We're going to pray. Father God, we thank you this morning for the line. We thank you for all those on the line. We thank you for the people, Lord. You would bless your people, lead your people, guide your people, Lord. For these are your sheep, O Lord. Lead them to green pastures. Lord, restore their soul, Lord. Lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. It's not for our sake, Lord, but do it for your sake, Lord. Lord, it is your name that is on the line this morning, Lord. And I know you watches over your name. You watch over your name, Lord. And because you watch over your name, Lord, move in the lives of the people, Lord, that they might know and that they might understand you. And we give you praise for doing these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all of you this morning. Amen. I know somebody got a testimony this morning. We're going to give time for a testimony. We're going to give time for a praise because, you know, sometime in your mouth, healing can be in your mouth. Amen. The reason God gave you a testimony in the first place is so that you could tell somebody else, because your testimony.
Line muted.
Amen. Amen. You got a testimony? You got a praise?
I want to praise the Lord for,
go ahead,
for waking up this morning, because for some reason I can't get it. I've been hollering Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all morning for some reason. But I never to thank the Lord for my life. Thank the Lord for all he has done for me. Thank the Lord for you and my little baby. And I just praise God that we that help us get through this world, to get through this pandemic, get some in our, you know, just get our lives straight. And I pray about that everybody that's on the line that looked up to heaven said, thank you, Lord, for this day.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Amen. How many can say, thank you, Lord, for the day?
Thank you, Lord, for being alive.
Thank you, Lord, for being alive. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't have to do it this morning, but you are alive this morning, and you ought to be thanking God just for being alive, because many laid down last night that didn't wake up this morning.
Amen.
Many went to sleep and thought they had something on the agenda for the morning, but they didn't wake up to it. And so every morning, his mercy is renewed every morning. And so thank God for his mercy. Is there anyone else? Amen. Just have a testimony. Amen for you.
Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord. Do I got a testimony? First, I give honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for saving me. Honor to Pastor Page, General, and Brother Nick, Sister Valerie, those that's on the line today in your respective places. You know, we're going through a lot of things in my life. Worst period I ever had in my life. I'm a proud man. Always had everything, just about. And God took all that stuff away. And when you take things away, you don't see how you're going to get it back. The purpose is to get you closer to God and get you to trust God. And you got to go down in order to come up. And I was been looking for a podium so I can do Zoom. We ready to do Zoom, transition to Zoom. And my hold up has been a podium. And I say that every day on my line. I'm looking for one. Well, story short, I went out, I think it was Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, one of the mornings. I went out looking for one after I came for breakfast. Did find one, come back home. And I was sitting here and I got a text. And I looked at the text, it was a podium. And so while I was looking, I said, oh, that's nice. And so I get a phone call in the midst of me looking at it. And one of the prayer line, one of my prayer line members said that they could buy this for me, a podium. Asked me for my address so they could ship it to me. I said, well, for real, I'll buy it because I've been out looking for it. I said, I'll send you the money. He said, nah, this came from God. Don't worry about it. So I've been looking on it, hearing you saying you need a podium. And I looked on Amazon and found you one, and I'm sending it to you. It'll be here on the 24th. Thank God. Later on that day, I've been hoping to be restored. When God bless you, they start coming in. I got an apartment in Arlington. I'm moving to Arlington, Texas on the 27th of June. Thank God. I know the General and Paige so happy. And I just thank God I'm about to go down there with them. And I got my apartment paid for, the whole government and everything. On yesterday with Sister Valerie, who took care of all my business for me. You know, the very people that you think, when people love you, they do things for you, page them and all that. I just thank God. Then later on that day, same day, I get a restaurant. I get a restaurant. I'm restored now. I got a whole restaurant. I get to work. Paige went over there and checked it out. He know what I'm looking for. He know what we looking for in there. And the guy said, it's something about you I like. He ain't never met me. And he said, I love your representative that you sent over here. It's something about you guys. This is the kind of atmosphere I like. I said, well, brother, we preachers. He just got it. He said, that's it. He said, man, I like that kind of atmosphere. That representative you sent over here, he was really pleasant, and he just liked it, Paige. And he just liked us. And I just thank God that I'm really restored. And all these thousands of dollars that it take to get into a restaurant, and believe me, it do. It take thousands of dollars to get into them, just to get into them. Look how God done me. I only got to pay $850 to get in. And I'm in. Is that not the favor of God? And I get 2.5-3 months free. I ain't got to pay a dime for two and three months because he liked us. Amen. And I just thank God for the favor that I'm fully restored. Get a chance to get back all the things that I lost. He's giving it back better. I'm in a great location. I'm in a great place. I get to make the money that I used to make, and I get to help people like I want to. And so, and God has opened up Zoom, showed me that it's going to be big, and for his glory, not for mine. Still don't preach for no money, And I just thank God for all the opportunities and blessings that he's done. I got some more blessings that he's done, and all in one day. I just can't tell it all. But I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's continuing to do. If you just wait on the Lord and the time get trouble in the wait, that's when we go get made or broke in the wait. And we always say win, win, win. But God showed up. Not only did he show up, he showed out. And I just thank God that he saved me. And this is what the trouble, all the trouble that I went through. And so I just thank God for everything that he's done. My kids is happy. They sad I'm leaving, but I'm happy I'm going. And so I just thank God for my new life. Be down there with the pages, get to get on their nerves every day in person. And everybody else down there, I get to get on everybody's nerves in person. The general, everybody. Prevost, I get to get on your nerves every single day. Amen. And I thank God we're going to
line unmuted.
And so I just thank God. Amen. So pray my step in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Line muted.
Amen. Thank God for the testimony there. Amen. I don't know if it's you or not. You've been waiting. But God blesses on time. Amen.
Right,
he don't
time.
Always come when we want him to come, but he's going to show up on time. And I know
Amen.
Sometimes we can get restless. We become restless people, and we want it now, 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 now. We're kind of like a microwave, but always realize there's a process to everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And because there's a process, you got to go through the process. Amen. In order to arrive at your destination of to accomplish your goal, there's a process to everything. And so we just got to be patient enough. This is why the scripture said, let patience have her perfect works. Her perfect works. Let patience have her perfect works that you might be complete or entire. Want nothing, amen. Hallelujah. When you can wait on God and be of good courage, and he's going to do it.
Amen.
You know, that's what I wanted to talk about today, is because people are going through right now, and because we're going through, we don't understand what's going on. And because we don't understand it, but we got to recognize. Read that scripture again, Sister Paige. Amen. 4:7-8. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:7-8. We're just going to take a thought from this today for all of you that are online today. You've been waiting. But listen at the word, what the word say here.
So we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
We have a treasure in an earthen vessel. We are the earthen vessel. There's a treasure in you. You might not recognize the treasure that is in you, but God put a treasure on the inside of you. Amen. We have a treasure in earthen vessels. We are earthen vessels. There's something on the inside of you, amen. It's not the thing that is on the outside of you, but we are recognized by the thing that is on the inside of us, amen. You see, God is on the inside of us, and we should be recognized by what's on the inside of us, not on the outside. That is the thing, and therefore nothing can hinder the thing that is on the inside. You maybe can hinder the outside. But nothing can hinder your spirit. Come on, say, nothing can hinder my spirit. Amen. That's my treasure. Amen. That spirit that is on the inside of you, there's a treasure of wisdom and knowledge in you, that the only way those things can be revealed, it is God knows how to reveal it and how to get it out of you, what he has put inside of you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a treasure
Amen.
In an earthen vessel. Hallelujah. And the treasure of wisdom and knowledge is in you is because God put his spirit in you, and his spirit knows all things. Amen. That's what the Bible says. The spirit knows all things. Amen. And because the spirit knows all things, then the spirit can teach you all things. And that is why Jesus sent the Holy Ghost in the first place. Amen. So that the Holy Spirit that will be in you, there will be a treasure of wisdom and knowledge on the inside of you. But that God has to have a special way to get that out of you. Amen. So what did it say again?
We have this treasure in earthen vessels. earthly vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God.
So that the excellence of power might be of God. And not of us. Because, you see, we want to get the glory, amen? But you can't have no glory in this because you gave up. You can't have any glory in this because you didn't see no way for it to happen, amen? Mm-hmm. You can't get into glory because you didn't know how God was going to do it, amen?
Amen.
So God had to take you through a process, amen? And going through the process, and in other words, then God reveals himself to us. He has to reveal himself that he's whatever it is that you want him to be. But you see, you don't just have this knowledge just by thought, but this knowledge comes through revelation. You see, God has to reveal himself to you. You know, God can be in you, but yet God has to reveal himself to you. So we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. Amen. This is why you got saved, because God wanted to put his knowledge in you. Amen. Praise God. He said, "Would be no more teach every man his neighbor, but every man would know me from the least to the greatest, because I'm going to put a treasure on the inside of you." And I know he's talking about knowledge. He's talking about knowledge, amen.
Amen.
The treasure that's on the inside of you, because what mankind lacks is knowledge. What mankind lacks is revelation. What man lacks is understanding. And the reason the man went the way he went is because he lacked knowledge. He lacked understanding. He lacked revelation, amen. And so God had to reveal to mankind. So he put the treasure on the inside, amen. And then yet, the treasures on the inside need to be exposed on the outside.
Amen.
And you just can't get it just to be getting it, because even with Peter, he said, "Peter, whom do men say that the Son of Man am?" And Peter said, some said Elijah, and some said Moses, and some of the other prophets. But he said, "Whom do you say that I am?" And then Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So, and then Jesus said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but it was revealed to you by my Father." So God had given Peter a revelation. And because of the revelation that God gave Peter, he changed his name to say, called him Hearing One. That means he was able to hear from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches." In other words, you got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Not just a regular ear, but ear to hear what the Spirit say. Now, some people say that your right ear hears the word of God. Your right ear hears the word of God, and then they said that the left ear hears the thing of the world. Amen. And so we realize in the Old Testament, you know, because in the Old Testament, they always would anoint the right ear. They would put some blood on the right ear, or they would anoint the right ear, because that would be the ear to hear from God, because God wanted to reveal things to that person. Amen. He had to reveal his word, or reveal himself to the prophet, had to reveal himself to the priest, whoever he was revealing himself to. They had to have an anointed ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad today that God has given you an anointed ear to hear? He's given you the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is the anointing. It anoints your ear to hear what God is saying to the church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the way God revealed himself to the church. He revealed himself to the church through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because Jesus said, when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, amen, he's going to take what is mine, and he's going to show it to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost wants to show you something today, because you got a treasure on the inside of you, but it's his.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so right now, God, in this last day, God wants to reveal himself in you, because God is in you of a truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so your ear has been anointed by the Holy Ghost. But not only in the Old Testament did they anoint the ear, they also anointed the big toe. And you say, well, God, why would you anoint my big toe? Well, when God anoints your big toe, the big toe represents stability.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you can't run without a big toe. You can't dig into the ground to get grip and running if you don't have no big toe. So the big toe is important, amen. So your big toe needs to be anointed so you can get a grip on things, so that your walk can be upright, amen. You see, God wants you to walk upright, so he has to anoint your big toe and give you a big toe to give you some stability to run in war, amen, to be able to fight, to have balance. You have no balance if you don't have no big toe. You walk, you're always out of balance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God has to anoint your thumb also. Your thumb was anointed, amen. You see, it is your thumb that holds the sword. See, you can't grip. You can't grip the handle of the sword if you don't have your thumb.
Yes.
That's why they cut your thumb off and your big toe off, because that you can't fight no more. In other words, I don't have to worry about you no more. I cut your thumb off and your big toe, you through. You can't fight no more. The way they fought in the old days, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Put you out of commission, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so that is where they put kings out of commission. They cut the thumb off and the big toe out. But we can't allow the devil to cut our thumb off, amen. You see, you got to have your thumb got to be anointed, because you've got to get a grip on the word of God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible says you've got to take hold of the word of God. Not only does it say take hold of the word of God, he says the word of God has to be an anchor in your soul, amen,
mm-hmm.
to take hold of something, to catch something. You see, you need your thumb anointed, but most of all, you need to have an ear to hear, because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. But what is it, does it mean to walk by faith and not by sight? I'm walking by what I hear, not by what I see.
Right.
Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, God, all right. You're walking by what you hear, not by what you see. Praise God. Because what you see is a temporary thing,
yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And because what you hear is a temporary thing,
amen.
You've got to walk by what you hear. And you can't see with your eyes. You've got to see with your ear. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so God wants us to be able to see with our ear, not see with our eyes. Amen.
That's right.
Now, one thing about an airplane, when a plane is flying, you know, that the guy got to have some knowledge up there to be able to navigate things without seeing. A pilot has to be able to navigate without seeing. And so he got to have some knowledge of how to navigate without seeing. Amen. Because if he don't have the knowledge to navigate without seeing, more than likely he's going to crash. But what am I trying to say? If you don't have no faith, no knowledge in your life, you're going to crash, because you can't navigate this life. You can't navigate this world without having the word of God to get you through it. Amen. You wouldn't get through anything unless it was the Spirit that was navigating you through this thing, because you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't see, you can't navigate. And so you got to learn how to navigate with your mind, navigate with the Spirit, the way in which I take. Somebody said, he know the way I take, amen. But you got to have an ear to hear what the word of God is saying to you, so that you can navigate, amen. Because if you don't have an ear to hear, then you don't have no directions in your life.
Right. Amen.
See, it's the word that gives us direction, amen. That's why we're not moved by what's going on in the world today. We're still walking by what we hear, not by what we see. Amen. And God had to put the treasure of knowledge in you, amen, in order for you to be able to sustain yourself. What? The word of God is the sustainer. In other words, I got to have the word of God in my mind, in my spirit, amen, to sustain me. Well, what does it mean to be able to be sustained? What it means to be sustained, the word will hold you in place until God takes over. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm saying the word will keep you until it's time. Amen. That is why what we mean, that God is sustainer. Aren't you glad that it's the word that's going to hold you in place? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Until Jesus come back again. Amen. Praise God. It's the word that's keeping you until Jesus come back again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's the word that's keeping you from falling and present you faultless before the presence, his presence, with exceedingly joy. You see, it is the word that you hear that is holding you in place, because otherwise, the Bible says, I think it's Proverbs 29 and 10, that if there be no vision, the people cast off restraint. 29 and 10 said the people cast off restraint. What does that mean? Restraint means the thing that is holding me in place, I'll remove it. You cast it off, amen. It's almost like an anchor. Paul, there was in the storm, and they thought the ship was going to get broken. They pulled up the anchor and allowed the winds to drive the ship, and they cast off everything they had, the restraints and stuff they had around the boat. They cast off restraint because they was in a place they didn't know where they were. They were in a situation they didn't know what to do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so they cast off restraint. You know, I don't know if any of you have been in a place in your life you don't know what to do. When you get in a place like that, you're in a dark place. Hallelujah. And then when you're in a place like that, that is where you get into fear. Amen. And when you get into fear, you don't know what to do. In the fear, you just act out of your emotion and not act out of the word of God because of fear. Amen?
Right.
You cast off your restraint. Amen? Hallelujah. But when you cast off restraint, that means that you'll be loose. You'll become loose.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we got a lot of loose people here in the world today. They have become loose because they don't have no restraint, because they are not hearing God's word and they haven't heard God's word right. And the reason they are so loose is because they don't cast off restraint, because they don't have no vision in their life. In other words, they don't have no word in their life, and that is why they're doing what they're doing, is because they don't have no restraint. They don't have nothing to restrain them. Amen. And when we look at Apostle Paul, you know, he said, it's the word of God that constrained me. It's the word of God that's holding me in place. I would have left here, or I would have went somewhere else, but it was God's word that held me here. It held me in place, amen. You see, God's word will hold you in place until help comes. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, hallelujah. Glory. Aren't you glad the word will hold you till help comes? And the word lets you know help is on your way. And because you know help is on the way, amen, it will restrain you, amen, until help gets there to deliver you. I'm telling you, Jesus is on his way back again.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back soon.
Thank you,
amen. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Amen. He's coming back soon, amen.
Amen.
But you got to have the word to hold you in place until they get here, because there's all kinds of storms and winds of life coming your way. But you've got to hold on until Jesus comes. And the word is able to hold you and sustain you until he comes. So therefore, your ear needs to be anointed, because there's a treasure of knowledge in you. And then God wants to get the treasure out, amen. Now, I know the treasure is talking about. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. I know it's talking about knowledge. I'd like for you to look for Luke 6 and 45, because we talk about the treasure of wisdom and knowledge, amen. Come on, aren't you glad that the word will hold you, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, amen.
Amen.
I mean, the Spirit is talking at all times, but a lot of times we can't hear it because our ears are clogged and there's too many voices sometimes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Too many voices sometimes that you're hearing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And then if you don't hear the right voice, Jesus said, be careful how you hear, because if you don't hear the right voice, you'll do the wrong thing.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you're not hearing right now, you'll do wrong, amen. But if you're hearing right, you'll walk upright. You'll do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now, notice what Jesus said here in Luke 6 and 45, amen. Notice what Jesus said. This is how I know what the treasure is. Come on.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart.
So he says that a good man or a godly man, you know, I know the Bible said it, there's none good save God. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? But he said, good master. And Jesus said, there's none good save God. So Jesus never did want to take any credit, amen. He never did glorify himself, amen. He always glorified his Father. So he didn't want the man calling him good because he has been taking glory from the Father because God is good. Amen. How many know God is good? Amen. But what he's saying here, a good man, he's saying a godly man out of the good treasures of his heart. A godly man. A godly man should have some treasures in him, amen, of wisdom and knowledge. That if you've been walking godly, you would have some treasure of knowledge. You ought to know some things that other people don't know. You should have had some experiences that somebody else hasn't had because you're going to have experience when you're walking with God. That is why Paul was saying that we've been cast down, but we weren't forsaken, amen. Praise God. We've been in pearls of water, pearls among my country. We've had all kind of trouble, and we got all kind of, we've been through all kind of tests. And because we've been all through all kind of tests, we got all kind of testimonies. Come on, somebody. We got a lot of testimony because of the tests that we've been through. Because if y'all hadn't been through no tests, I wouldn't have no testimony. So I've got a treasure of knowledge from the tests that I've been through. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know what you know until you've been put in a test.
Amen.
And when you've been through the test, then you got some treasures, amen. Now, I know this. Now, this is not something that I heard, but it's something that I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something I was listening to. Let me see how I put it in my mind. I wrote it down this morning because I was thinking about it. Amen. Hallelujah. There's one thing we say, knowledge. Knowledge says that he's able. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Faith says that he can. Hallelujah. Say that he will. Come on now. You give the answer. Knowledge says that he can. Oh, he will. He's able. Knowledge says that he's able. Faith says that he can, but experience say that he will. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. I want to know if you got any experience. Amen.
Yep.
So Paul had some experience there. He not only just say God can, he didn't just want to say God is able, but he said he will do it. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Experience always lets you know that he will because you have already had your experience and you already know he can. You already know he will because he's already has done it. He's already did it for you. So you can tell somebody else, hey, I know God will do it because he did it for me. Come on, somebody. I know he will do it. Amen. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And whatever you've been through, you got a story to tell. That's a treasure. You might not realize, but that's a treasure. That's a treasure. When you're going through something and when you get through with it, that becomes a treasure to you, amen. What did he say? A good man out of the treasures of his heart, that means the knowledge that he has, amen. Good treasures, amen. We got the treasure, the word, amen. You see, that's one thing about it, tell us. We need the treasure, the word of God. But a good man out of the treasures of his heart, go ahead, Sister Faith.
Bringing forth that which is good.
He bring forth that which is good. A godly man always going to tell you the good things, amen. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't have some, he should have had some experience, amen. Because if you're walking godly and you ain't having no trouble, then I think something wrong with you. If you walk, all that live godly shall suffer what? All that live God shall suffer trouble. All that live God is going to have some persecution. All that live God is going to be talked about, amen. All that live God, amen, going to go through something, amen, to get something, amen. Praise God. See, the reason the brother had the testimony to tell because he'd been through something, amen. And now that knowledge that he got is a treasure. Hallelujah. He said, yeah, I've been through it. You know, I've been homeless. I was without a house, amen. I was without a place to stay. I've been on the street, amen. Praise God. I've been days I didn't have no food. I didn't know where I was going to get it from, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Didn't know how. I didn't have no money to get no business with, amen. But I still held my faith that I'm going to have a business, even though I ain't got no money, but I got faith, amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then God came through, amen. See, now that's a treasure of knowledge. They give him a trying to say. Now he can tell other people about what God has done for me, amen. Hallelujah. If God can save you, you ought to be able to tell somebody what God has done for you. That's a treasure. Now, when the Bible said all men have not faith, amen, he's not talking about you.
Sure.
If you're a saint, you have to have faith to get saved. You have to have faith to believe God. He that cometh to God must believe. So he's not talking about you. Then Jesus said, if you have faith, there's a greater mustard seed. Huh? He's talking about the world that people don't have faith. It's not talking about the saints don't have faith. It's the people of the world that don't have faith, amen.
That's right.
Because they believe in themselves, amen, and don't believe in God. But he's not talking to a saint of God. A saint of God has faith because God gave you a measure of faith, he said. Gave you a little bit, but that's enough. Come on, hallelujah. I want to tell you, you got enough, amen. If you have enough to believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's enough faith to get you into the kingdom. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you got enough faith to do whatever it is God wants you to do, amen. You got to recognize you got enough. Well, I'm trying to get more faith. No, use the little bit you got. Come on. Jesus said, if you give that little bit to me, hallelujah, I'll make it enough to feed a multitude with it, the little faith you got, amen. Mm-hmm. The little boy gave him just a little bit, and that little bit that he gave it, he fed 5,000 men, not including women and children. He fed them with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, amen. If you only got seven little scriptures in your life, use those 7 scriptures to be enough to feed a multitude. Mm-hmm. I'm saying just a little, put a little faith with it, amen. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody, amen. You have a treasure, amen. And here he's talking about the treasure in Mark here, that a good man or a godly man out of the good treasures of his heart. Read on.
An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil.
An evil man, you can see he's talking about knowledge here, right, amen. The evil only can speak of the evil because he do evil, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But the godly can speak of godly things because they're doing what's godly, amen.
Right.
I want to know you are a godly person and God has put a treasure in you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You might not think you have something, but you're rich, amen. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You don't realize how rich you are. God put a treasure in you. When he put the Holy Ghost, it was a treasure, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And let me get to my point here, amen. Isaiah chapter 45. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read this, amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2. I want to start at verse 2 because we're talking about a treasure, amen. And so I can get to my point that I'm going to make today, amen. Praise God. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. I'm going to go before thee. This is Jesus said, I'm going before you, amen. Didn't Jesus go before and prepare a place for us? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. St. John 14. And there where I am, there you can be also. I'm going to get it ready for you. Otherwise, Jesus said, I'm going to go get things ready for you. I'm going to do everything necessary for you to make it, amen. This is why he came to the earth in the beginning, because he knew that we couldn't get there. We didn't have enough knowledge to get there, so he had to come up to show us how to get to where we're going, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know sometimes somebody has to go first and know the way so that they can tell you how to get there? Hallelujah. Sometimes God puts you through sometimes. You got to recognize sometimes God puts you through, amen, just so that you can show somebody else how to get through, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He sent you on the way, amen. You took all the bruises. You took all the bumps. You took all the bruises. You took all the pain. You took all the hurt. But he sent you there first so that when you go, amen, now you can bring somebody else through the same thing. You can take somebody else the same way that you went, amen. Well, where's the woman that had the railroad? What did they call that, the Underground Railroad? What was her name? Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Hey, Harriet, you know, she wanted to get people out of bondage, amen. She wanted to get them out of prison, get them out of slavery. And so she went to Ohio first, amen. And she went through the path at night and through all the snakes and all the lakes and things. She went through that first, amen. And then after she got there and got a lot of people crossed into Ohio, amen. Then she went back, hallelujah, because now what?
She know how to get there, amen. She know the way. She got a treasure because, well, she's already been there before, and because she's already been there before, she knows how to get there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She knows the path to take, amen. She knows where to hide at. She knows where to store everything at. Jesus did the same thing for us, amen. He came all the way down from heaven and walked this path for us. Hallelujah. Just to show us how to get there, amen. Ain't that a good God, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That he came and did it for you because we didn't know the way. And so Jesus came along and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, amen. If anybody going to get to the Father, they got to come by me. Otherwise, you can't get there without me. And so he was the pathway to the Father, amen.
Amen.
And so he came and went the way, the right way, amen. And he came, and then he sent the Holy Ghost back to show us how to get there. Come on, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here teaching you how to get there, amen. Hallelujah. And so he went before it. He made the crooked places straight. The thing that wasn't straight, he straightened things out for it. That's what Jesus did. Didn't he make the crooked things straight? Amen. When we couldn't see it right, we couldn't think it right, we couldn't believe it right, those things was crooked. He made the path straight, gave you a place to walk in. Hallelujah. Gave you a righteous path to walk in. Amen. Made it straight for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And break in peace the gates of brass and cut. And then look what he says here. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. The hidden riches of secrets, places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am God of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. So what did he say? The treasures of darkness. He called darkness a treasure. Now you might not think very much about it. He called darkness a treasure. But the reason for it, he said, the hidden riches places that thou may know. In other words, so you ain't going to get no glory out of it. You're going to know God did it for you, amen? Because it's something that you can't do yourself. Come on, amen?
Amen.
So you got to realize that God allows you to get in situations, amen, so he can reveal himself to you. It's because there's no other way you can know this about God unless you take the experience that God put you through.
Amen.
Treasure of darkness means I'm ignorant, amen. Things that I can't see. Things that I don't understand. Things that I don't know about. God said the darkness is a treasure because God works in the dark. Hey, aren't you glad?
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the earth was dark and without form, God stepped in there and started doing something. He started working in the dark, didn't he? And when he got in the dark, he said, let there be light. There was light. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He started working in the dark. Amen. And usually that's where God works. He always works in the dark. Amen. God works in your ignorance so that you can't have no pride to say, I did it.
Right. Amen.
Because if you knew what you was doing, this is why they said, you know, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Because if God told you the whole story, when you got started, then you wouldn't have nothing else to have faith for. He told you everything. You wouldn't need to have no faith. You just go on do it.
Okay.
So he had to put you in the dark. And it, because you see, when you get in the dark and can't see, that's when you begin to search for God. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's when you begin to search for God, amen.
Yes.
It was in that dark place that you turned to God and God changed your life, amen. It was in that dark moment, amen, that you turned to God, amen. It was that time you almost lost your mind, amen. You was about to pull your hair out and you was about to lose your mind. You was in a dark place and God showed up in your life in a dark place. And the reason you're here today is because God showed up in a dark place and you didn't realize, but that was a treasure to you because God showed up in your dark place, amen, and revealed something to you. He revealed himself to you in a dark place.
Amen.
Yes, yes. That's why he called it a treasure, because this is where God revealed himself to his people, always in a dark place. I was in a dark place, amen, when God revealed himself to me. The dark place was the jailhouse, but it was a dark place in my life that God showed up, amen.
Amen.
I'm saying it's the dark places in your life. That's when we got to have faith in God, when we get in our dark places. We get in a place where we say, Lord, we know not what to do. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I believe it was Jehoshaphat. When the army came against Jehoshaphat, they was in a dark place. They didn't know what to do. There was an army that came against them that was greater than they were, amen. A multitude, a great multitude that came against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat cried, Lord, we know not what to do. Our eyes is upon you. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you're in a dark place in your life today. Amen. But if you're in a dark place in your life today, God wants to reveal himself to you. And you need to turn your mind to Jesus Christ right now, because if you're in that dark place, amen, you got people don't have no joy, don't have no peace of mind, don't seem that they can get none, amen. You're in a dark place, amen. Praise God. Here you are, amen, in life that you're having anxiety attacks, you're oppressed. And when you're oppressed, you're in a dark place, aren't you? You don't realize that when you get oppressed, amen, the devil will tell you take your life sometimes because you're in the dark place, amen. But Jesus said, I reveal myself in your dark place. When you don't see no way, I'll be your way. Come on, somebody, amen. When you don't see how you're going to do it, I'll be your how, amen. When you don't know how you're going to do it, I'll be there for you, because I can do anything but fail you. But I want to reveal myself in your dark place.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See, God allows you to get to the dark place because he wanted some glory out of you. Hallelujah. Is that right? That is how God gets you. That's how God gets glory. See, we want to realize why we experience the thing we experience, because that is the way God gets some glory. He created you. Isaiah chapter 43 and 10 said, he created you for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
He created you for his glory. And because you was created for God's glory, if God got to get some glory out of you somehow, so he allowed you to experience something in a dark place.
Amen.
And when you experience that thing in a dark place, he allowed you to get to a place where you don't see how you're going to get out of it. And when you get to a place, you don't see how you're going to get out of it, how you're going to get through it, how you're going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bill. Amen. Hallelujah. When you exhausted all your avenues, amen. Sometimes God allows you to get to a place of exhaustion, amen. Hmm?
Yeah.
Because because you see, if you knew how to do it yourself, you'd get in pride and say, I did it. But he has to allow you to get to a place where you already know you can't do it. You done exhausted all your avenues, amen. The woman that had the issue of blood had exhausted all of her avenues, amen. She had spent all of her living, amen. She had been to every doctor in town, all the specialists, and I don't know what else we got going on. What else we got besides specialists? Amen. Praise God. Huh? But anyway, she had exhausted all of her avenues of ever getting healed. She had just about given up, amen. She had just about given up. She was in a dark place, amen, in her life, amen.
Amen.
Amen. But even though this woman was in a dark place, but the Bible said when she heard about Jesus, she decided, when she heard about Jesus, you see, her ears must have been anointed, because she heard something about Jesus that quickened her faith, amen, that gave her life and gave her hope and gave her expectation. She must have heard, she said she heard something about Jesus, amen.
Yes.
And what she heard about Jesus, she believed what she heard and acted on what she heard and got what she heard. Come on, somebody, amen.
Yes.
But see, God allowed her to get in a dark place. And that's where she found her treasure, because, you see, if she hadn't been in the dark places, she wouldn't have had no need to seek for Jesus.
Amen.
You know, as long as you got light, you don't, You don't seek for God as long as you got light, amen. As long as you got everything, you ain't looking for nothing. That's why I say it's so hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. It didn't say a rich man can't enter the kingdom, amen. Abraham was a rich man, amen. Praise God. Jacob was a rich man, amen. David was a rich man, amen. Huh? So we can't say a rich man can't enter. It didn't say a rich man can't. It says hard. Because a rich man would put his trust in his money rather than in his God. Job was a rich man, amen. Praise God. Lost everything he had. See, God had to put Job in a dark place.
Amen.
Even though he was rich. His money, he got into a place where his money couldn't do him no good, amen. you know, sometimes God had to take the rich people and get them in a situation where their money is no good. They're in a dark place then, amen. They don't know what to do. Those that depend on them, sometimes he allows them to lose their money just to see what they're going to do. Put them in a dark place, amen. But all he wanted to do was reveal himself to you. He just wanted to reveal. You see, whatever God has said that he is, the only way you will know that's what he is, he has to reveal himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he allows God, I'm going to put it like this, God creates situations in order to give you a revelation.
Yeah.
I'm saying he creates a situation in your life or somebody's life just so he can reveal himself to that person. Amen. I don't know what situation that has been created in your life, but God allowed that situation to come in your life so he can reveal himself to you. Amen. You done went to every counselor in town and still the counselor was crazy too. Amen. He needed a counselor. Amen. He needed a counselor too, trying to counsel you. Trying to counsel spirit. You know. That's God's job, amen. God is the mighty counselor, amen. He's wonderful in counsel, amen. Huh? You went to, I ain't trying to tell you not to go to somebody, amen. That's not what I'm telling you. God did give somebody some wisdom to go. But God said, why can't you come to me for some counseling? But why can't you just take my word and read my word and pray over my word and do what my word say and get some counsel from my word? You don't need to go to nobody else to get some counseling when there's, he's mighty. The Bible said he's mighty in counselor. When you're in your really dark place, get in the word. The word has the power to deliver you, not the counselor. Huh? Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. This is the power. This is the power to your deliverance. The gospel is the power, Paul said, unto deliverance. But yet we won't receive counsel from God, and we wonder why we got trouble, because God put you in that state and allowed you to get in that state just so he can reveal himself to you, but you don't want to find him. You want to find everything but God. Ain't that so? Oh, I never thought about that. Amen. You're looking for everything. You're not really looking for God. You just want to get delivered and not realize God has your deliverance because what? God made you like himself, and he put part of himself in you, and then you're never complete without having the other part. The missing link. God is the missing link in your life. You wonder why you're crying all night. You're in a dark place, but you won't turn to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in a dark place because there's a treasure in the dark now. And God wants to reveal himself in your dark place, amen. And he allowed you to get to that place so that he can do something for you. Because you would never called on God until you really had a need. As long as I was having fun, I was all right, praise God. I didn't need God then, amen. I didn't think I did anyway. But when I got in a dark place, I saw a need to call upon him. And that dark place I got in became a treasure to me, amen, because it unlocked something. I heard the voice of God, and I realized that God could deliver me out of something that I got into. I got in jail. I could have went to prison, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, amen. I could have went to prison for it. I didn't just pull it out. I used it, amen. And now I'm in a dark place, amen. And then I heard the voice of God in that dark place and caused my heart to turn to God. Maybe if that had not taken place, if God had not allowed me to get to that place, maybe I wouldn't be serving God now, amen. But when we come to a place and recognize that everything works together for the good of those that are called, come on, have you been called? Come on, have you been called? If you've been called, amen, everything that you have experienced will work together for your good. I know you didn't like going through it. I know you didn't like having the trouble. But it all worked together for your good for those who are called according to his purpose and not yours. See, God had to allow you to get into that spot so that he can talk to you, because if you had never got in that spot, amen, that dark spot, you know, that dark place, amen, you would have never turned to God.
Amen.
So you got to recognize, if God allows you to get into a dark place, he's got you there. You're trying to drink it off, and when you wake back up, you still got the problem. Now you got more problems. Yeah. Try to smoke it all, dope it all. What else you try to do? Sex it off. Amen. Praise God. Yes, some people say they try to sex it off. Amen. They become what they call a nympho. They become nymphos trying to find it. Amen. Trying to find it in sex. Praise God. I know some people ain't got that problem there. Nympho anyway. Praise God. They might have a problem in other areas, but they ain't got that problem. Amen. Nympho. Amen. Sex off. Whatever you try to do to get rid of the problem, amen, and not recognize that's the dark place that God allowed you to get in it, there's a treasure there if you would look for it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you know what I'm trying to say? When you got in that spot, there's a treasure there if you would look for it. There's a treasure of wisdom and knowledge in that spot that you're in if you look for it, amen, because God wants to reveal it to you, amen. I thought about Daniel, amen. Daniel chapter. Did you read all of that, Sister Pay? Oh, let me read the rest of this, y'all. Amen. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have called thee by name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. You haven't known me, but I got a treasure for you, because what? You don't know me, I'm going to reveal myself to you. That's why I got you in this dark place. Praise God. Amen. Daniel. Now, Daniel said in 4:2, Daniel said, I'm going to tell everybody, God, about all the wonderful things that you did for me.
Amen.
Daniel said, I'm going to tell it. Well, you see, God allowed Daniel to get into a dark place, because God wanted to reveal himself to Daniel, amen. When he allowed Daniel to get in the dark place to reveal himself, Daniel got in the lion's den, amen. Yeah. And you get in the lion's den in those days, that was a dark place, amen. He got Daniel to a place where normally people, when people get in this situation, they normally don't come out and tell nobody about it. That's a real dark place, amen. When you think about the lion, God allowed you to get into a situation that he'd have brought you through something that other people didn't make it.
Right.
Well, you ought to tell it, amen. That is why it ought to be a testimony in your mouth when you was in that dark place, amen. Amen. You should. A lot of people die from cancer, but you didn't die from it, amen. You was in a dark place. You was in a place where normally people died from this, but God kept you alive. You see, you was in a dark place, amen. And see, the only way, and see, God revealed something to you, amen, that he didn't reveal to somebody else, because he brought you out of it. Now you got a testimony that what? I was in a dark place. Yes, I had cancer, amen. What people normally die, but he kept me alive. What people normally get a coffee bag or whatever you call it, what people use to get bags when they go there, but I didn't get one. So I want to tell it everywhere I go, because God allowed me to go through this, amen, through this dark place in my life, so he can reveal himself to me that he was a healer and he was a keeper. And when Daniel went into the lion's den, He was in a place where people don't come back and tell about it. That's why Daniel said, Lord, I'm going to tell it everywhere I go, the good things that you did for me, amen. So now he's got a treasure of knowledge now, because not only does he have faith to believe that God is, he believed that God can. Come on, amen. Not that God will, but God can, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, he would have never got to experience that God could deliver you out of a lies den if he had never went in it. That was his dark place, amen. That was a dark place. That was a place without understanding, amen. That was a place where you couldn't do nothing about the situation that you was in. But God revealed himself to you while you was in it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That was the boys that was in the furnace. They was in a, I don't know what you call that, a dark place. They was in a hot place. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They was in a hot place, amen. I call that a dark place, amen, because they could have died right there, amen.
Amen.
They was in the dark spot. And while they was in the furnace, amen, then Jesus came in the furnace with them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, the man looked in and said, I thought I put three in there, but now I see four.
Right.
While he was in, were they getting knowledge while he was in there? Huh? They had already made a statement of faith. I'm not going to bow. And I know he's able. That's what they were saying. But they weren't sure about the deliverance. They said, even if he don't, they had a little doubt there, amen.
Yeah.
Even if he don't deliver me, I still know he's able, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they had faith going in there, amen. But you see, when they got in their dark place and they went in with faith, amen, that they were believing that he was able, huh? And they were believing that he could. And now when they came out, not only did they believe that he was able and that he could, amen, but that he will. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
I said, when you go through, amen,
amen.
That's why God allow you to go through. You know, faith can say he can. Faith can say that he will, but when you have the experience, it's not faith anymore. It's something that you know. You have knowledge of it. You have experienced this thing. And when God wants us to experience him so that it won't be no thing but I think or I believe, whatever, it's I know he'll do it. Amen.
Yes,
you can stand up and tell somebody, I know what my God can do. Amen. Because what? He brought me from a mighty long ways. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He brought me from the doorsteps of death. Amen, and gave me life, amen. He turned my life around, amen. I was going in the wrong direction, but he turned my life around, amen. I got to recognize it was God that did it, amen. It wasn't man, amen. But he allowed you to have that experience so you can turn to God. I know we talk about the thing in Job 33 and 14, I believe what it is, 33 and 14, where that God speaks to a man, amen. Speak to him on his bed at night, amen, pains upon his bed, hallelujah. That God speak through visions and dreams and all kind of things that God speak through, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks in a small, still voice, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And then sometimes he might speak audible because he said, Moses, Moses. That was loud. So he don't just speak out. Somebody said, well, I don't want God to speak to me audible, but he does.
He does.
He spoke to Moses audible, didn't he? Amen. Jacob. When he spoke to Jacob, take your shoes off, Jacob. You're standing on holy ground. God spoke, amen. But you notice when God spoke, Jacob was in a dark place. He was scared. He's going back home, and he's worried about Esau going to kill him. He realized Esau was a more stronger man than he was in physical. Esau was a warrior. He was a little smooth man, amen. Amen. He wasn't no fighter, amen. Not going up against Esau. But he was in a dark place in his life. That's why he wrestled with the angel all night. He never would have wrestled with that angel if he hadn't been in a dark place. He was scared. I'm going back home. My brother going to kill me because I got the birthright. Mm-hmm. Although God wanted me to have it anyway, but I didn't get it the right way. I didn't allow God to give it to me. I took it. Amen. Mm-hmm. It was still, God wanted me to have it, but I got it wrong. I got it the wrong way. Amen.
Yes.
And so now he's going back home. He's in a dark place.
Amen.
He's in fear. How many of you are in fear today? Are you anybody in fear today? If you're in fear today, you're in a dark place, and today is your day. Amen. How many know you're lost and you're on your way to hell today? Because you haven't accepted Jesus. You're in a dark place, and God wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to reveal his salvation to you today, amen. Praise God. How many of you got a sickness or a disease today? You got something in your life. You're in a dark place, amen. You think you can die from it. You need to speak up right now because God wants to heal you. He wants to reveal himself as a healer because he's going to do it in this dark place because this is where the treasure is at, amen, in your dark place. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah. You got something going on in your life, and you've been trying to fix it. You've been trying to put some Band-Aids on it, and you done put some big sass on it, amen, and you done put all kind of stuff on it, and it ain't healed yet. You need to come to Jesus. You're in a dark place. You need to turn your life over now and stop pretending that you're happy when you know you're crying when you lay down in your bed at night. You're still crying. You ain't happy.
Hallelujah.
You're trying to act like you're enjoying life, but you ain't enjoying life. Anytime you got to drink and get drunk to have to have some fun, something wrong with you. You're in a dark place in your life. Amen? Don't be surprised. So many Christians, amen. Christians in a dark place today, amen. Saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, but they're still in dark place in their life. They come to church and pretend that they got it together and go home and cry like a baby in a dark place. In dark place, God said, come on out and be saved. Repent and be baptized. Be saved and get a hold of my word and open up your ears and hear what I'm saying to you. I've given you surety in your life, but you got the devil, letting the devil take precedent over you. Amen. You let the devil take away your surety. The Holy Ghost is your surety. Why are you in fear? God has not given us over to wrath, amen. Now, I want somebody to know this today, amen. Wrath is not the same as persecution. We say God hasn't given you over to wrath. But he didn't say you wasn't going to be persecuted. And he said you're going to be persecuted. Amen.
Yeah.
The time of Jacob's trouble, that's trouble and persecution. That's not God's wrath. There's a difference between wrath and persecution. I know everybody said, well, I ain't going through nothing. Well, he said, all that live godly is going to suffer persecution. If you godly, well, God going to take me out. I ain't going to go through nothing. Well, hallelujah. He has to let you get into a dark place so you can call on him. Persecution is not his wrath. I guess that's something we need to think about, amen. Persecution is not wrath. Because if that was true, Paul and them would have left out here a long time ago. They was persecuted. If that was God's wrath, they was persecuted a long time ago. Amen. Now look how many people have died already that suffer persecution. Did y'all hear what I said? Persecution is not wrath. That's not the wrath of God. That's just persecution coming from people. And you're supposed to go through that. All that live godly is supposed to suffer that. But I ain't going to go through nothing. Yeah, you ain't going to be ready when the persecution starts either because you think you're going to skip it. Well, I'm going to be raptured. Yeah, you might be raptured from the wrath, but you ain't going to be raptured from the persecution. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, Jesus said, amen, I think it's 25 or 24, he said, he's going to have to charge the persecution in those days, and he's going to save his elect. That means you're going to be going through something already before he gets you out of it, amen? Y'all, we just need Jesus. I like what Daniel chapter 12 and 1 say. Nevertheless, regardless of what comes and what goes, he's going to save me out of it. 12-1, Sister Paige. Let me quit. I'm quitting, y'all. I'm quitting. 12-1. I think it's Daniel 12-1. Read that scripture. This is where I'm putting my faith at. I think it's 12-1. Let me see. Yeah. Now, notice what Daniel 12-1 says now. I'm quitting after this, amen. This is going to be the time of trouble here, amen, the time of trouble. The time of trouble, amen. Read.
Oh, jeez. Well, I got that. And at the time that Michael stand up.
At that time, Michael shall stand up.
The great transcript standeth for the children of thy people.
This is the angel that stands for the children of the people.
And there shall be a time of trouble.
There's going to be a time of trouble.
Such as never was since there was a nation.
There's going to be so much trouble like it's never been before. This is going to be a really tough. You're talking about the dark place now. Come on, I'm talking about the dark place. Is this a dark place or not? Read on.
Even to that same time. At that time, that people shall be delivered.
And at that time, what? Come on now. What is that?
That people shall be delivered.
Come on, I won't be delivered. Come on, say I'm going to be delivered, amen.
I'm going to be delivered.
What he come before or after, I'm still going to be what?
Delivered.
I'm still going to be delivered, amen. Mm-hmm. What is in the time of trouble or time of persecution, whatever time it is, come on, say I'm going to be delivered.
I'm going to be delivered.
And read on.
Everyone that shall be found written in the book.
If my name in the book, come on. If your name is written, come on. You need to get your book, your name written, and you covered. Amen. Come on. Come on. Say, I'm covered.
I'm covered.
Aren't you glad I'm covered?
I'm covered.
You glad you're covered now? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a time of darkness. Amen. But he's going to reveal himself by delivering you out of it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's going to be trouble like never before. But if your name is written in the book, I want to know if everybody's name written in the book today, your name written in the book of life, the way you get your name written in the book of life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all for listening today. Father God, thank you for the word of God and the people of God. Lord, may something be said that they might hear and believe and be saved. And I want to give you thanks, Lord, for the word that came forth. Let it touch somebody's heart. Let it enter in their heart.
Yes.
If there's somebody, Lord, that's going through a dark time, that's going through trouble, Lord, reveal yourself to them in the midst of this trouble, in the midst of this time. And I give you praise for our revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All of you that is online, Facebook Live. Amen. If you'd like to donate something to Care Church Incorporated, that's what it is, carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. You can send it on PayPal or Cash App. And we appreciate any donation you send, and may you be blessed in Jesus' name. Y'all write us a note online if you listen to this and you enjoyed it or something. Just write us a note, let you know that you was listening. Put a check mark on it or whatever it is that you would have to do so I know how many of you listening on Facebook. Amen. So God bless y'all. Amen. If there's somebody online today. Amen. And happy birthday to Naomi. Praise God. Go ahead. Give a testimony. Amen.
I have a testimony. Well, I have a word. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to God, to Pastor Paige and Sister Paige and all the saints online. That was a good word, Pastor Paige. I was looking at you saying being in a dark place. And I remember when I was in a dark place when my son went to prison. And I hear that from a lot of my relatives and a lot of people. I would always say he's here or he's there. I didn't actually use that experience until he, come out. When he came out, he used that dark place as a platform for his life. And he's going higher now because he did use it. He didn't hide it. But now, you know, looking at that dark place, I do have a testimony. I am able to help other women whose sons, you know, that my young son, 17, went in there for 12 years, was going to make 20. But God brought him out. And I just thank you for that word. That was a good word, Pastor Paige.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else, amen, said he was in a dark place. Amen.
Well, I guess I was in a dark place. So I get unto God, head of my life, and to my pastor and my husband, Pastor Paige. I always thank to God online and Facebook Live. I was diagnosed with colon cancer. So there was a dark place for other people. But I never, and out of my mouth, said I was going to die. And I always told my children and grandchildren, when they started crying, I said, stop crying. I'm going to live and not die. Because he said, out of your mouth, confess, that's how I'm going to live. The life and death and the power of the tongue. And my tongue always said, I'm going to live and not die. And God had, when I would die, I went to take the test, and God had someone there to tell me I was going to be okay, and I was a strong woman. The person didn't know me whatsoever, but that's what she told me. And then I went back to work, and they were supposed to probably see me back at work. I said, what are we supposed to do? Stay home? I mean, what would that go on, Congress? I mean, stay home. So I went back to work to the day that I had to go into the hospital. And I just thank God that he brought me out of that dark place. And like my husband, a lot of people die from colon cancer, but I'm the one that survived. And then God had everything in place that I needed. The nurse, the doctors, insurance, everything that I needed, God had it in place for me. For us, really, because you know, we didn't have no insurance. He made a way. You know, I said he was in the best doctors because when they went to, went to the place that I went to, and she made sure that I had the best cancer doctor. And I just thank God that he brought me out of the dark place. And I just want to tell somebody now, do not ever say you're going to die. Always say, I'm going to be here. And the life and death in the power of the tongue. And I just want to praise God for blessing us with everything that we need now. During this pandemic, we shouldn't have fear for God. His hands on all the things that you believe and you have faith. And I just want to thank God. They know we have food on our table. We have clothes on our body, cars to drive, and a home, house to live in, which I say is a home. Because a house is a house, but a home is love when you make it. And I just want to thank God.
Amen, Sister Paige. Amen. And Sister Paige in a dark place, but God brought her out. Now it's a praise.
Beautiful. Line unmuted.
But thank God. God is good. There ain't no other better than God. God is good.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. He's good. And he's been good to us. Amen.
A dark place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In dark places that God brought you out.
He did.
Didn't know how you was going to do it. But he brought you out. Somebody said, it seems like I was sick and couldn't get well. But God healed my body so I can tell. That the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Won't he do it?
Hey, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Amen.
Won't he do it? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Not that he might.
The trouble always come in the wait, Pastor Paige. That was a good word today. Good word today. It's the wait that get us in trouble. It's the wait, the impatience in the wait, and the trouble that the wait bring. And then people like the general was saying about when she first found out she had colon cancer. The trouble come when people believe the report of the doctors instead of believing the report of the Lord. The first sign of fire, they throw gas on the fire. Well, what do you mean? Because they say, oh, Lord, they panic, I'm going to die. They start thinking of stuff. That's gas you just throw on that fire. But when you throw that fire extinguisher on it, the word of God, that goes out. That goes out. You throw the fire extinguisher on that report of the doctors. I didn't believe nothing the doctors said. They probably thought I was just so ornery and this, that, and other. I didn't care what they think. I told that doctor, I'm going to believe in the one that gave you the talent to do what you do. And never believe the report of the Lord. People believe the report of the doctors more than they believe the report of the Lord. And that's in every circumstance and situation. Remember that we have a God that can do anything. You say this, but now when it's time to apply what he can do, you go away. People go away from that. And that's why people are giving up today, because they're not standing on the word of God, and because they believe in what they can see and what they can't see. Faith is what you believe in, what you can't see. And so we got to learn that. I had to learn that. You know, I told you I'm a proud man. I got a lot of pride. I had a lot of pride. I like to dress nice. I like to look nice every single day, smell nice. None of that ever went away from me, even in homeless. Even in homelessness, never that ever went away. I never stunk. My drawers was clean all every day, socks clean, T-shirt clean, clothes clean, stayed in the cleaners. So I didn't succumb to my environment. That's how I survived. And I had some people to lift me up. Pastor Page was one. Elder Bankston was the other. And, of course, the word of God kept me lifted up every single day. And so I just thank God for leaning on the word and knowing my circumstances and where my treasure was. My treasure was in the heavens. God say, set your things, your affection on things above. I knew God was going to come through. It's just a matter of when. That's the part that hurts, the when. And so I just thank God for giving me the faith and all the opportunities and all the bumps and bruises I went through. I wouldn't trade them in for nothing, because it taught me about God. I wouldn't know what I know about Jesus today had I not been through the trouble. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Somebody else? Yes.
What did this story about Franklin write it down? What was this story about? You know, that's what I'd like to know. You know, we already got a subject to what the story is about. That way you can go back and look at that again into life. Do you have a subject?
Yeah. I just had it, the treasures in the dark.
Okay, Trish the Duck. Okay, that's most important thing about it.
Treasure in the dark.
Amen.
Isaiah 45, verse 3. If you want to go there, amen. Isaiah 45, verse 3. Go Luke 6 and 45. Find some of it.
I got it down. Okay.
In 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, you'll see about the treasures.
See, that's what you let them do. You know, when you always have your subject, so when you preach, you know, you want to go back through it, you know, like the people that listen to you, you know, they can go back. Say, let me see. We have Pastor Page preached about this last Sunday. Let me see what he preached about. Oh, yes, he preached about the trash in the dark last Sunday. You know, that's something you can go back. You know, we read the Bible. When you go back to the, we read the Bible by saying, like Hebrew one day and John the next day. Then there's something in that Bible that you want to go back to. And then you can go back, well, let me go back to that page, what he said about that page. That's good preaching. You got a good word. And keep it up. Praise God, keep it up, okay? That's
Amen. Anyone else? Before we go. Amen. Going to make the announcements then. Amen. We have Brother Prevost on tonight, 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time. You can reach him at 516-666-9967. What's the topic tonight, Brother Prevost?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Page. Wonderful word. Wonderful word. Amen. The topic today, praise the Lord, we got three of them. The first one is going to be the pandemic is over, but people are not going back to work. Why? And what does the president got to say about it? Number two, are you vaccinated or are you getting vaccinated? Why and why not? Subject number three, we buy all our favorite stars merchandise. They are millionaires because of us. But your pastor drives a used car. Explain. And then we're going to end. We're going to take the last 30 minutes, amen, and I'm going to give a word, amen. Praise God, and we're going to close it out. That's the day at 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock California Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time out there on the East Coast, 516-666-9967. We want to hear what you got to say about it.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget about the salt of the earth. We always make the announcement at 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock Pacific time. It's Alexandra. She had a nice word of affirmation Friday. And God moved mightily through the word Friday. So you can come on at 5 o'clock, the same number as this number here. 786-7473. Don't forget Sister Alexander, the soul of the earth. We got Brother Minister Ray, Monday through Friday. Amen. What is that? 6:30 California, 8:30 our time. And what is that on Saturday?
11 o'clock.
Saturday at 11 o'clock.
How you feel about it?
You got to talk or how you feel about it. How you feel about it on Saturday. His same number there. He says going to Zoom after a while. So, amen. Y'all join Brother Ray, 6:30, 8:30 a.m. our time. The ones in this area, Texas time. And don't forget about, we still have the Holy Ghost prayer line Monday through Friday. We're on at 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock California time. The Texas code would be 319-2020-pound, same 774 to call in, 319-2020-pound. Amen. We've been having a good time. Having a good time in the Lord, and the same subject we are on now. These are some of the subjects we've been talking about. Amen. Yes. Having the treasure, going through the troubles and things. And so you can join us Monday through Friday, 319-2020. And Minister Ray, access code 120-1106-9-pound. Amen. So y'all join in on us. Is there anything else? If we miss anything? If y'all got tithes and offering, amen. Don't forget about some tithes and offering. We're still here, whether or not you come or not or anybody come. Bills still going on. Bills still have to be paid. God still believe in you giving. Present the first fruit of your increase. And whether you want to call it tithes or giving or whatever it is, he still expects for you to do it. And so just because somebody used something wrong don't mean that it's wrong in the word of God. That's what we got to be careful with. We'll make everything wrong because somebody did it wrong, but it ain't wrong in the word of God. And just because somebody misused something, you don't throw it away. The Bible's been misused ever since it came out.
because the word of God been misused ever since it came out. But you haven't thrown the Bible away just because it's been being misused. So don't throw God's principles out just because somebody else misused them. And so be careful how we do that, because you'll find yourself fighting against the word of God, trying to fight against abuse, and you're fighting against the word of God. God said give. God said bring it into the storehouse. That ain't changed. I don't see where he changed it. And then maybe you saw where he changed, but I haven't seen where it's changed. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I haven't seen that we still not supposed to help people, not give. And maybe you saw it in there, but I didn't see it in there. So if you saw it in there, y'all show it to me. And I appreciate the revelation. Anybody else? Anything else? All right, we're going to get ready to go. Thank God for the rain and that's coming down right now. Praise God. We know we're going to have some water this summer because we're getting plenty of rain right now. The reservoirs filling up. The lakes are filling up. So thank God for the rain. I'm going to have some water to drink this summer. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for the people on the line today and all those that partook of the word, O Lord. I thank you, Lord, for them, Lord, recognizing and seeing, Lord, the thing that you revealed to them, the thing, the knowledge that you have given them. And I want to thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself. And we want to thank you, and we give praise in Jesus' name as we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. As we dismiss, just let everybody say
amen.
God bless y'all. We'll see y'all tonight. See you Wednesday night. Don't forget Wednesday night. We still have to study on Wednesday night. We appreciate everybody that would join. Amen.
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm gonna just on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more to find. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So he gon' step in and make it alright.
Keep it nice.
Only do it.
I ask you will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so
You thought I was to die.
It's like, you wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life. My soul was for sale, till he paid the price.
Love.